Chapter 4. A Sad Day. Buck and his team worked well together. Every day they travelled many miles over the snow. They came to Skagway quickly, and Perro was very happy. Then Perro and Francois had to leave Buck's team and take another team north. Francois put his arms around Buck and cried. "Goodbye, Buck," he said sadly. Buck never saw Perro or Francois again. Buck and his team had a new driver on the journey back to Dawson. Many teams of dogs travelled in a line, one after the other. They pulled sleds with heavy bags of letters. The teams left camp early in the morning and travelled all day. At night, the drivers made a new camp, and they gave fish to Buck and the other dogs. After many days, the dogs were back in Dawson. They were thin and tired, and they really needed to rest for a week. But after only 2 days, they had to start back to Skagway. It snowed every day, and it was hard to pull the heavy sleds over new snow. But the drivers looked after their dogs well. Every night, the dogs ate before the men did. Dave, the old dog in Buck's team, was tired and weak, and sometimes he cried with pain. His driver talked about him with the other drivers. "Something is wrong inside Dave," he said. The drivers put their hands in different places on Dave's body, but they could not find anything wrong. But the next day, Dave started falling down, so his driver took him out of his harness and put Sol Lex in Dave's place. But Dave wanted to work. The dogs pulled their sleds over the snow, and Dave ran after them. They stopped, and Dave found his own team again. He pushed Sol Lex away and stood in his place. The other drivers stood around Dave. "Put him back in the harness," they said. Dave's driver put the harness on him again. Now Dave was happy, but then he started falling down. At the camp that evening, the driver made a special place for him by the fire. The next morning, Dave was very, very weak. He could not get up and lay quietly in the snow. The team started on their journey, but then they stopped. Dave's driver walked slowly back. He carried a gun in his hands. The dogs and their drivers waited. Everything was quiet. Then there was a loud noise. Buck and all the other dogs knew that noise. Dave was dead. A few minutes later, Dave's driver came back, and the team started on their journey to Skagway again.